Hello, it's the post-match show. After Liverpool lose again, we hadn't lost a home in the league for absolutely ages, and then we lose two in a row and two to teams who Liverpool should really be beating, but they haven't. Brighton were very good, and they get away from Anfield with the 3 points. To talk about all of that, I've got Adam Smith, I've got Philippa Smallwood, and I've got Ian Salmon. And Adam, it feels like we've seen that game a lot recently. At the same time, we've had two back-to-back wins, and you thought we'd sort of left it behind them, and then it was, really disappointing tonight.
I'm quite bored of watching that match, to be honest. Like I've seen that like four times recently, and it's not even like it's a good one that I could rewatch. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm it's so tedious, and it's so tedious because you can see it coming from a mile away. Like it's not. I thought first half we looked a bit brighter, we started a little bit better. We were passing the ball quite nicely, and it looked like we were patient with it. But as the half went on, I felt like you could just see heads drop a little bit. I felt like you could just see them feeling a little bit like, oh, it's another one of them. And I think that's something we've come to kind of not expect from this Liverpool team, really. We just don't see them do a kind of, oh, it's one of those matches. But it really felt like that. I think it felt like it because I think they're starting to feel a bit hard done to, really. I think, we're like, I don't want to get into a referee conversation, but just the low level free kicks that opposition teams seem to get against us that we don't get at all. And the players are getting, I think they're just a bit sick of it. I think they're just a little bit like, do us a favor. Like, okay, fine. Some not everything will be go our way. Fine, we get that. But why are they getting a free kick when they fall over, but we're getting booted all over the place and not getting one? And you can't blame the referee. And there'll be loads of people sitting there going, don't blame the ref, blah, blah, blah. But they're mutually excluding. You are allowed to say the referee did a bad job, but also Liverpool was shite. And the point I'm making isn't about the referee being shite, actually. It's about it getting on top of the players, that I feel like the players are watching it and going, I don't know what we can do here, because we're not getting any, none of the breaks are going our way. And on top of that, we were shite.